This morning's reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, and verses 1 to 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you, and I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least, believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Lord, we thank you for the way that you've been speaking to Nick as he's been preparing for this morning's talk. And we pray that you take the words that he has and that you'd speak into our hearts and lives. Lord, be with him as he communicates, that you may communicate to us, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Phil. Good morning, everybody. Anyone else feel warm in here today? A couple of weeks ago, I was at a wedding, my son's wedding, and we were in a church like this, and it was warm. And I had to sit there in full suit, waistcoat, tails. So it's a bit nicer to be a bit more relaxed today. Anyway, sorry, as way of introduction, if you don't know me, my name is Nick. I'm a regular here. You'll quite often find me doing the words on the screen bit, and every now and again I'm let loose to speak to people. Well, that's up there already. So today's passage is from the Gospel of John, and it's the fourth in a series of five on the I am quotes from Jesus. We've had already, I am the bread of life. We've had I am the gate. I am the good shepherd last week. And next week will be the last, which will be I'm the vine. But today, it's I am the way. And all of these things... Oh, oops, gone the wrong way. All of these things are taken from John's Gospel. And John is showing us Jesus' divine nature. When Phil spoke last week, he said that Jesus is the good shepherd. We can put our trust wholeheartedly in Jesus because he will never abandon us in times of trouble, unlike the hired hand. And all of these I am statements would have greatly upset the Jewish authorities. Why? Because by using these words, I am, Jesus was claiming to be God. And that is blasphemy. In the Hebrew scriptures in Exodus, chapter 3, Moses asks God to tell him his name. He says, when I go back to the people, who shall I say sent me? Your name in Middle Eastern culture is really important. Your name tells people about you, about your nature, and about your heritage. So when God tells Abraham his name, he says, I am Yahweh. We translate it as Jehovah. And it's a name of power and authority. It means to be. It's the self-existing one. I am who I am. He's always been. He always is. He always will be. Because he is. I am. And we've read in chapter 14 today about Jesus saying, I am the way. Earlier on in John 8, Jesus confronts the Jewish authorities. And he says, your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. But they said to him, you're not yet 50 years old. And you've seen Abraham? And he says, very truly I tell you, before Abraham was born, I am. I am. He's claiming to be God. Blasphemy. And so they try and stone him there and then, but he manages to escape. Jesus says to his disciples on several occasions, I am. There's at least seven of these that I know of in John's Gospel. And in today's passage, we see Jesus comforting his disciples. We need to put this into context. They've just been sitting in the upper room celebrating the Passover in what we now know as the Last Supper. And of course, at the time, they didn't know it was the Last Supper they would be having with him before he died and then rose again. They were still expecting their Messiah to come and overthrow the Roman occupiers and set up his kingdom in Jerusalem. But he's been telling them during this Last Supper that he would be leaving them very soon, that one of them would betray him, Judas, of course, and he's already been sent away, and that they would all abandon him. Well, if you were sitting with your rabbi, your leader, and he was telling you that, you'd be upset. Naturally, they were upset. So here he is, he's comforting them by telling them about the bigger picture. Saying, let not your hearts be troubled. And he tells them about heaven. And he tells them that they would be rejoining him there. And he describes heaven as being like mansions where they would go. He would go and prepare places for them. And then they would join him there. And he ends with this statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way to what? Heaven. A place where they will dwell with the Father and they will be together with him again. And he tells them they already know the way to get there. Now, I love Thomas here because he's not afraid to admit that he's confused. How do we get there? And just as a little aside, does anyone here do park runs? No? Nobody? Okay. Phil's admitting to it. I have a son-in-law who does a park run, well, practically every week. I mean, he runs. He's a very good runner. And he will do a park run wherever he goes. And he went on holiday with my daughter to Canada. And they did a park run in this place I've never even heard of. And normally in park runs, you get a lot of people running and it's all well-directed and everything. Well, this time, there's only about 10 people running, and they didn't have little arrows to show where to go. So he sets off, and being the runner that he was ahead. Got no idea where to go. And apparently, at one stage, he was so far ahead, he went down the wrong way, and then he saw the other people going a different way, so he had to come back and follow them, catch up again. He would have broken the record for that park run if he'd known the way. But he didn't. We all need to know the way. We all need to know where we're going. Sorry, that was just a little aside. It's not even in my notes. So I love the honesty of Thomas here. And he says, we need to know the way, Lord. And he comes back and says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. Jesus isn't saying that he'll show us the way. He's not pointing to the way. He is the way. If you know Jesus, who we see in the Bible, who walked this earth as a human being, as one of us, faced the same trials and troubles as we do, if you know Jesus, you know the Father. Because Jesus is God. He's the perfect image, the exact replica of the Father. The whole of Jesus' mission here on earth was to make the Father known to us. So if we want to know who God is, we need to look at Jesus. In the first of these talks on the I Am series, Phil told us that many people know a man called David Beckham. Here we go. Do you know David Beckham? Yeah, hello David Beckham. Yeah, used to be a footballer, probably still plays. Married a Spice Girl, Victoria. Has several children. Yeah, I know David. No, I don't know David Beckham, actually. I've seen him on television. I've heard him talk. I might even have seen him in real life. I can't remember. But I don't know David Beckham. I know of him. But I don't know him. And he certainly doesn't know me. Well, how about Jesus? Do you know Jesus? It's a serious question because many people say that they do, but in reality, they don't. Being a Christian, I'm sorry to say this, but being a Christian isn't about coming to church regularly, although it's a good thing to do if you are a Christian. Being a Christian isn't about reading your Bible, knowing the Bible, even understanding the Bible. Being a Christian is about knowing Jesus. It's a relationship. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. It's through Jesus that we see the Father, and through him that we find eternal life. In John 10, Jesus says, I have come to give you life and life in all its fullness. Jesus is the link between heaven and earth. Many people think of Christianity as just being a crutch for weak people. I don't need that. I'm doing all right by myself. Some people are attracted to Christianity because they think that following Jesus will solve all their problems. I'm afraid to disillusion you here, but Jesus never promises that. In fact, following Jesus can be the start of your problems. I think many of us can testify to that. But Jesus said that if you follow him, he will be with you through your troubles. He doesn't bring you out of them. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. When you know him, when you truly have a relationship with him, you know the way. You know how to live. You know who to turn to. And you know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Free from punishment of sin, free from your just rewards. And this freedom leads to life, and life in all its fullness. Do you know, as Christians, we should be the happiest people on earth. I sometimes feel that, actually, when I'm looking at you from here. Good. Jesus is the only way by which we as individuals can approach the Father. Jesus and the Father are one. And in the Hebrew scriptures, the way was often used as a synonym for God's divine will and for the manner that he dealt with mankind. Jesus is that way. He is how the Father deals with us and how we can approach the Father through Jesus' death and his resurrection. Peter understood this later on, because in Acts we hear him say to the rulers of Jerusalem, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." I am the way, the truth, and the life. In the Psalms it says, "Your law is truth." And Jesus said that he came to fulfill the law, to complete the law. And at the beginning of this gospel, John states that Jesus is the Word made flesh. That's not just an off-the-cuff statement. That is inspired through God. He's the Word. He is the law. He's been made flesh. And he's the truth. And it's just as he is the incarnate Word of God, he is also the source of all our truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's a little ironic, I think, that Jesus talks here about being the life when he's just spoken to his disciples about having to die. In John 10, he's already told them that he's going to lay down his life for them, and us, and then take it back again. And so with the wonders of hindsight, we can now understand that exactly what he was talking about. But for them, before the events of Easter and Good Friday and everything, it must have seemed incomprehensible. He's going to die and come back to life? We now know that Jesus came to deliver us, not from political or social bondage, not from an occupying force or from corruption or injustice or violent men. He came to deliver us from the bondage, our bondage to sin, and to give us life, life in all its fullness. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus declares himself as the only path to heaven, the only true measure of righteousness, and the source of both physical and spiritual life. And in today's culture of tolerance, of accepting other people's belief, this sounds a bit scandalous, a bit exclusive. Surely we can't claim that Jesus is the only way to eternal life. Some would say that all religions lead to heaven, lead to God. Others would say that none do. But Jesus says that he is the only way. So what happens to those who have never heard of Jesus? Seems a bit unfair to me. Personally, I don't know. All I do know is that Jesus doesn't address the ways in which he brings people to the Father, only that nobody who ends up sharing God's life will do so apart from him. As somebody once said to me, everybody has the right to believe whatever they want to believe. They have the right to be wrong, but they're still wrong. We have to respect the beliefs of others, but we also have to understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And it's through Jesus that we find the Father. And if you're still concerned about people who don't know Jesus yet, and will they get to heaven? Well, maybe God's laying something on your heart, and maybe you could go and have prayer after this in the Lady Chapel. Jesus' statement that he is the way, the truth, and the life was never meant to be a threat. It's a promise. Remember, he's talking to his disciples and comforting them. And it's a promise. It's a promise to them, and it's a promise to us. A word of comfort. Jesus is all that they needed, all that we need. And it shouldn't really be taken out of that context. I am the way, the truth, the life. So what should we do? How do we react to this? Well, we have to hear his words and believe him. We have to hear him and obey him. We have to confess our sins to him and understand that he took our punishment in his body, and he buried that punishment and he rose again into life. And to receive God's free gift of salvation, we must look to Jesus and Jesus alone. So as the world becomes darker, as evil takes a grip, many will be tempted to seek guidance from the occult or from spiritualists or from other religions or even from humanism. But as God's people, we are to come out from all of these things and be separate. Jesus promises to be with us through the power of his Holy Spirit. So, believe in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Obey Jesus. Get to know Jesus. Receive from Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no other name in heaven or on earth that is higher. Thank you.